Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, hour number two. As the conversation continues with our NBA news and notes, we're visiting with Jared Greenberg from NBA TV and NBA Sirius Radio. We have highlighted a lot and talked a lot about the Golden State Warriors, and it's interesting, Jared, because the NBA, it's a copycat league. And I think back to one of my earlier conversations at the start of the season with the Pacers television analyst Quinn Buckner, and how the Pacers have gone to a smaller lineup and the changes that took place in the offseason. They found some success. Hey, they're 12-8 right now, and they face the Heat tonight. But we're seeing more and more teams following the Warriors' lead. They're utilizing those smaller lineups, the space and the pace game. But not all teams are being able to replicate Golden State's success, whether it's Washington, New Orleans, or even Chicago, right?
Yeah, I think it's a copycat league, but you can't copy the personnel that Golden State has.
Good point.
And also the lack of ego. And that's the most surprising thing is that, you know, if we did a draft of the players in Golden State, you know, minus Steph Curry, which is the obvious guy, there's not too many guys that teams would take in terms of individual talent. Or do you think Draymond Green is really one of the 10 best players, as Jerry West said in the NBA? I don't. Mm-hmm. But I think his lack of ego on the court has allowed for this system to work. You know, you mentioned Indiana has been good, but I think their lack of depth and their lack of pure talent, and even, you know, there's a few young guys that have been hurt for them, is really going to start to show. Indiana got off to a good start, and everybody's like, okay, wow, you know, the overreaction. Indiana is going to surprise everybody, much like Dallas we just talked about in the West. Mm-hmm. Indiana is going to be that version in the East. Well, I just don't see it. These teams want to get up and down the court and run at this pace. Well, then you're going to give up a lot of points because the other team's going to get more possessions as well. And you got to be careful. Be careful what you wish for in the NBA. The more times you put the ball in the other team's hand, the more times you got to stop them. And there are teams like New Orleans, you mentioned. Washington has really struggled on the defensive end at times. Teams are still trying to find their way, and I think a team like the Wizards, as you mentioned, they've got to make sure their personnel matches their style. And the biggest criticism I've had of the Wizards in the past is that, and I'm glad they're taking more threes this year, because last year they weren't taking threes, and they weren't getting to the free throw line. In the NBA, you've got to be one of the two. You've got to get 3 points at the line, or you've got to get that extra third point, because the math just shows you've got to be able to get more points per possession, and that's how you win in the NBA.
He knows his stuff. NBA TV's Jared Greenberg with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Talk to us about the Philadelphia 76ers. Obviously, good news, Jerry Colangelo, he joins the organization and one of the most respected names in professional sports. What was your reaction when you heard that he was teaming up with him?
Stunned, absolutely stunned, because I think that the Sixers have made so many bad decisions. This is one that they finally got right, and maybe they got a little extra help from the NBA league office to get Colangelo in there. I just hope that Josh Harris, the owner, gives him full autonomy that he deserves. You know, Colangelo served every role in the NBA, from owning a team to being the guy who picks the personnel to even at times coaching a team. He knows this league. He knows the business of sports. He's got so many friends. And that's been a big problem in Philadelphia, is that Sam Hinkie, the general manager, the reports are that he doesn't have too many friends in the league. Not too many other GMs are willing to do deals with him. And you got a roster as depleted as it is and a lack of talent. Well, free agents don't want to come there. And you can't make trades. So how do you build a roster if two-thirds of the way that you get players on the team can't happen? And I think that Jerry Colangelo is going to bring that credibility to Philadelphia that they severely need. I'm just waiting to see if Sam Hinkie is still the one that's pulling the strings, and if Josh Harris is going to take that away from him and give full control to Jerry Colangelo, who certainly deserves that power.
Well, my heart goes out to 76er fans. When do you think the payoff's going to come? When are we going to start to see some real change take place and tangible results?
Well, I think if the NBA finally does what it should do, and that's relegate the Sixers to the D-League, they could win a championship there. Maybe that's a possibility.
Right.
You know, they've got to make better decisions, right? And my issue with the Sixers is, as I've said, the guys you're counting on are Okafor, Noel, and Embiid. Okay, here's the problem. If those three, if Embiid ever steps on an NBA court, those three can't play together. Noel has already proven at this point in his career he's not an all-star talent. How do you get something back for one of those three guys. You've got to make a trade that involves one of those three guys because they don't fit. And it's already shown Noel and Okafor can't play together. How are you going to throw Embiid into the mix and expect that to happen? Mm-hmm. The only guy that may have some value is Okafor. He's the best one so far because he's been on the court the most. You don't want to trade him, but he's maybe the only one that you get something to return. It's a mess. Jerry Colangelo's got his hands full. They need a guard. They need some veteran presence. They need some mentors in there. They've got to instill a winning mentality and show these guys we're not trying to tank every game. And at some point, it's just going to boil over. We've already seen the off-the-court issues by Jahlil Okafor. He's still playing pretty decent on the court, but you hope it doesn't set in with this frustration where he feels like it's a hopeless scenario.
Well, you're remarkable. Jared Greenberg has been with us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We sincerely appreciate you stopping by. Oh. Thank you, Jared.
Thank you anytime. Have a great holiday.
You too. Much more straight ahead right here in hour number two at YSR.